So we're making a call for equal access to the internet and digital services for girls, and targeted investment to facilitate opportunities for girls to safely and meaningfully access, use, lead, and design technology. So we want to see more women, more girls in tech, in sciences, doing amazing because they can, okay? Now, digital inclusion and literacy will open new avenues for learning, also earning and leading for girls. And COVID-19 did not help. It drastically cut down the number of girls who are going into tech because of access to internet, access to educational facilities drastically reduced. So today is International Day of the Girl Child. Celebrate every girl child around you. I celebrate you. You can be anything you set your mind to be. You can be absolutely anything you want to be. So let nothing stop you. All right, let's get on to the main dish on the show now, shall we? Table Talk. And now to the main dish on Table Talk. Today, come closer. I'm speaking to women. If you check yourself and you're not female, give me space. All right? Today, I'm speaking to female breadwinners. Female breadwinners. So you have, there are two criteria for you to call me this morning. Number one is that you are female. Number two is that you are the breadwinner in your home. Now, I was supposed to have some of these women live in the studio this morning. But guess what? They didn't want to come in live, understandably so. Because in Africa, in a society, it is still highly unacceptable, quote, for women to lead the charge in a home. But it is happening, so I'd like to talk to you. It's a good time to bring in my guest host today. Vincent Akala is here. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Lagos.
How does it feel to be here?
Oh, it feels so cool. So cool to be here.
Great, great. So that could be you next week. If you want to be my guest host on Table Talk, I bring in my listeners once a week to come join me if you would like to. So he'll be asking you questions. I'll get to relax a bit on the show. If you want to be here, send me a mail right away. Your mail has to include your details. You have to tell me what you do, who you are, where you stay, everything you think I should know about you to make a decision. Because I have a lot of people sending in requests. So why should I choose you to be here? It has to be good. All right. So send me a mail at tabletalkng@gmail.com. Or you can also send it to wemimo@nigeriainfo.fm. Now, Vincent, when I opened the show, before we go to the phone lines, these women did not want to come live into the studio. They sent me messages about what they're going through, you know, but they don't want to come. Why is this such a big deal that we have female breadwinners in Nigeria?
I don't think it's a big deal, you know, because in our part of the world, there is this stigmatization, you know. Why should a woman play the role of a man, you know, and women are not forthcoming to present themselves as breadwinners, you know? Perhaps because of what society will think about them, perhaps because of their husbands, they come to the studio to expose them to the whole world, you see. I think these are some of the reasons why they are staying behind. But then, if we look at the perception of God about this matter, a woman that is a breadwinner she's not supposed to feel somehow, because if you check,
go on.
Okay, if you check the Bible, Proverbs 31, that talks about the virtuous woman.
I brought me a pastor onto Table Talk today. Oh, yeah, bring it on.
If you look at that scenario, the woman, we're not told whether the husband was an invalid.
No, but that chapter says his husband sits at the gate.
Uh-huh. So he couldn't have been an invalid. Which means able-bodied.
Yeah, I assume so. Uh-huh.
You know, but then what is important there was the woman was all and all. She was going out very early in the morning. She prepares everything for the children, you know. So the house was well kept. You know, even when it is night, she won't sleep. She'll be going around.
Is she a robot?
I don't know. That's how the Bible describes her, you know.
But you remember that the Bible describes her that she had a lot of maids, right?
Yes.
Yes. What happened? So I see a lot of women. I'm coming to the phone line shortly. Let's just have this chit chat. My guest is a pastor, so he came in fully loaded for me. So do you think this means that women should be the breadwinners? Because that Proverbs 31 you're talking about, the woman practically did everything.
Yes.
She was one doing the business, taking care of the home, doing everything. The only thing we hear about the husband was that he sat at the gate. I'm like, what's he doing there?
Maybe he was idly away. You know?
Why is he huddling away?
That's the problem. See, these days, most men, you know, when they have women that are playing their role, because traditionally it's the role of a man to provide for his family. You know, you go to the scriptures.
First Timothy. Is this scriptural that a man?
1 Timothy chapter 5 verse 8.
What does it say?
That a man that cannot provide for his household has left the faith.
Ha.
And it's worse than an infidel or an unbeliever.
Let's understand that, please. Is this a man that has a challenge providing for his home, or a man that refuses to do it?
A man that refuses to do it. Because if you are challenged, maybe physically or psychologically.
Or maybe you lost your job.
You lost your job, you know. I think it should be... People should be lenient towards you because it's not your fault, so to speak.
But do you think these traditional roles are changing? I mean, in a situation where a man can work and a woman can work, shouldn't they both work and bring in something to the home?
That is how it should be. But in some cases, when women, have taken over the responsibility of some men, the men tend to relax. Somebody has taken away the...
So I would rather not put it as when women take over the responsibility of a man. I'll put it this way, that maybe when a woman steps up to also contribute,
okay,
maybe then the man relaxes.
Okay.
Let me give you some statistics.
All right.
Look at the phone lines, I'm coming. In low-income bracket of Africa, over 80% of women are the sole breadwinners of their families. You see things like trading, farming. Makoko comes to mind, right?
Okay.
Who are the breadwinners in Makoko, for instance? You think about trading, farming, micro and quasi small businesses.
Okay.
You think Oshodi, you think Mushi, you think Isaleko, you think Okiari. You find with these women hustling for their families. You see their husband. I've gone down reports there. You find their husband playing draft, sitting at the gate like the promos. Now, the National Bureau of Statistics revealed in 2016, a survey that was done in 2016, that 21% of households in Nigeria are female-led. Yanko.
And can't be far from the truth.
I even think the number is understated.
I think it's understated. When you go out, you see women all over the place.
Yeah.
Some carrying loads.
So, why do men feel embarrassed that a woman is contributing in the home? Why is it embarrassing for a man?
I would say the traditional ego of the man. You know, men are egoistic.
All human beings are egoistic.
But men's own is on a higher scale.
I don't think so. Okay, so for those of you who came for the Profession Man Hangouts, we had a hangout on Saturday.
Okay.
Those of you who came, we talked about this ego thing because we had psychologists come in here. And ego is a thing that all humans have.
Yeah.
But we have traditional values that push men to think that they are superior. And so they're supposed to just stay on a pedestal. You know, sometimes life happens.
Yeah.
COVID-19 made a lot of people lose their jobs. You find some men now, they're so antagonistic, they're so troublesome because they don't have jobs. Yeah. They lash out at everybody. I don't think it should be so. But let's go to the phones now, okay, shall we? I enjoyed our gist. It was pretty good. Hello, everybody joining on Facebook and YouTube. I see you. Thank you for being here. So my phone lines today are for women. If I pick the call and you are male, I'm not going to say hello. I won't say good morning. I'll just cut you off. So I want to speak to women who are breadwinners. Things are very expensive now. Inflation rate is jumping out of the roof. Foodstuff, provisions, everything is on the high side. How are you coping, Vincent?
I think we should see, thank God, you know, because sometimes at the end of the month when I make calculation, I don't make it again because we just, what? How did it happen?
Yeah.
And the only thing is, it must be God.
How are these women coping? They're calling already. You can stay anonymous if you want. Again, I understand our societal where we are still at. Maybe you don't want to mention your name to protect some things so you can stay anonymous. 0700-993-993-993 and 0146-57190. I hereby decree that both numbers are for females on this show today. So let's go. Hello, good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello. Are you male or female?
Hello.
Okay. No, don't bother. I think that's... Hello. Hello.
Jules.
Hello.
Hello. I can hear you.
Yeah. Morning. How are you? What's your name?
My name is Jules.
Jules, thanks for calling. Are you a breadwinner in your home?
Yes, I am.
Thank you for calling me. How are you coping, Jules? How's it going?
It has been very, very bad for me. Do you know why? It's not just me being the breadwinner that's the issue.
Mm.
It's that a man you have in the house does not appreciate the fact that you do all these things in the house. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Even the fact that you do all these things, I don't say, oh, my wife, thank you for helping me out that I can't do this. But he still looks as if, yes, are you supposed to do this? Yes, you earn it, and so go to job. He does not even say, oh, my wife, how are you doing today? How did your work go today?
Hmm.
So all these things, tell me, how would there still be love for that man? Even the school fees that was paid for the children, I still had to transfer it to his account. So then look at him, okay, you did the transfer, and then the school knows that.
So
okay,
that he could send it from his own account as if he was paying, right?
Exactly.
Hmm.
I did that. Pay it into his account for the children, the three children we have. I paid into his account. Told him, okay, please pay. Do you know, he didn't even come back to tell me, oh, thank you. What he said was, where is the receipt for the school payment? I just looked at him. I did as if I did not hear. So, so many things. To me, I'm just marking time. When the time comes, I have to leave the marriage.
Can you tell me, why isn't he working right now?
See, he's doing business.
Okay.
And the business he's doing is actually not a viable one.
Okay.
So many of us have advised him, why don't you change this job?
Hmm.
Do something else or do this. He wouldn't even listen to you. He feels that whatever his own advice is the ultimate.
Hmm.
And this is bringing him down. So many things you have asked him to do, the money they give him to do, he will not do. It is what he believes he wants to do that he wants to do.
Hmm.
And not if he does not bring in money. It doesn't even make any headway. So I have...
Do you think he's relaxed because you are bringing in money?
I think that is what it is. He's relaxed. He does have things. He's in a bachelor. You know, even if the little money he brings, he buys things for himself and enjoys. He wouldn't say, "Oh, my children, take this, and this is the little I have brought in." Do you understand?
Hmm.
This is what so many women are passing through. But the society will not understand.
That's why I'm doing this for you.
Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you very much, Jules. I feel you.
And the pastor there should also know, because it's not fair to women. It has an emotional threat for women.
Mm.
I'm marking my time. When the time comes, I have to leave the marriage. I cannot actually continue this way because it's going to shatter me.
Mm.
It's actually even straining me so much. We just live as if, like, I don't know. But I do things I do because of God and for my children. And,
Jules,
you know,
thank you for calling me.
I'm
sending you a big hug from here, okay?
Thank you. Thank
you.
That is a pathetic story.
That's why I'm having this show. Because that's possibly a shade of the same story of every other woman. So you have it in various shades. I mean, the least you can do is appreciate the person who brings in the money. Yeah. All right, let's listen to another person.
Okay.
This is on you.
Good morning.
You said who can find the virtuous woman stuff.
Hmm.
But the Bible says in verse 10, it says, who can find? So they have not found that virtuous woman.
Oh, shit. Correct. Where's my shekere?
Or a smart one.
Who can find? Because the qualities that you name, there's so many.
Oh,
it's not possible for a person to have that quality. You understand? So that's still looking for the virtuous woman.
They're still looking for her. Thank you, my darling.
Very smart one.
Because actually, if you look at this man who can do all of that stuff.
That's a great insight.
In 24 hours.
Like the Bible was asking, is it possible to find such a woman?
Hmm.
That if such a woman is found, then she should be, you know, elevated above rubies.
Those things are listed in that chapter. I don't think they're practicable. Actually, I think it's just too much for one human being to do. Like, what's going on? Ah, my phone lines are on fire. Hello? Okay, let's see who's here. Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Mami Mo?
Yes, are you male or female?
This is Pastor Ladi for
you. No. The mic is not for you today. I'm sorry. I have a pastor here. He will deal with everything pastoral. Hello?
Hello, please.
No, don't call me. No. Don't bother. Don't you see... Today is not your day for clap back. Mm-hmm. Don't talk back. I'll give you your own day. Today's for the women to tell me what they're going through. Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Morning.
Welcome to Table Talk. Do you want to tell me your name or stay anonymous?
I want to stay anonymous.
That's fine. Are you a breadwinner?
Yes, but I'm a retired. I'm a 65 years old woman.
Oh.
I just want to let you know that being a breadwinner. It's not really, really nice. It doesn't make anybody, the man at home, worthy of living. It's not a very good experience. I have all boys. I train them single-handedly. I always ask my husband to do something. He doesn't want to. He's just a lazy. He has been a lazy man all his life. I train all my children single-handedly.
Oh, dear.
They are all abroad now. But I know what I went through. I know what I went through. Nobody should pray for it. It's not really, really nice. Those men, they should stop laughing. It's not enjoyable. I don't know why you should marry someone and you won't be able to cater for it, that a woman will be a breadwinner. It doesn't work it. It doesn't work that way. I'm a very, very bitter woman.
Oh, dear.
I don't work anymore. My children are taking care of me. I'm okay, but it's not a good way of life. Mm. If you can't take care of your woman, don't get married. That's my own take.
Before you go, did you leave him?
I didn't leave him. I'm still with him.
Even now at 6 or 5 years old?
Yes.
Why did you stay? Why did you stay?
We are living together. Even the house we are living in, I built it. But it doesn't. There was a time my mom gave him $10,000. That was in 1981.
What?
To go and buy something in China. He didn't bring any good thing. He squandered the money.
So why did you choose to stay with him?
He did not bring anything.
Why did you choose to
stay?
Thank
God today, my children were well trained. And they are taking good care.
But why did you stay with him? Why? Was there a reason?
Well, excuse me. In Yoruba land, my mom married my dad, and she gave birth to 5 children. I don't want to be changing from one house to another. I didn't mean that type of lifestyle in my house.
Okay.
So I have to enjoy it. I have a very good job.
Okay.
And at that time, I was exporting to England.
Okay.
I export food. I have a very good... But he doesn't want to work because I'm working. He knows I'm a very strong woman and I can work. He doesn't want to... And he didn't work throughout his life.
Wow. Wow.
And he's enjoying the sweat. My children will send money to him. He will take it, spend it, but I train them. But I know God is there. That's my own take.
Thank you very much, ma'am, for sharing.
Yes, bye.
Wow, this is quite a show. This is quite a show today. I knew it was going to be tough, but I didn't know it was going to be this tough. So I'm thinking, because I was planning to have a hangout for women, since we had a hangout for men last week, I'm out on a break shortly. Let's talk some more about this when I come back from the break. I think that's more appropriate. Don't go away, okay? Next week, because I have something else planned for next week already. So let me just tell you what's up for next week. Next week, remember October 20 was the day of the Lekki shooting. So the commemoration will be happening around. I just want to look at the role of women in activism next week. So I'll bring to you some of the women that were at the forefront of the activism, the NSAS movement that culminated the Lekki tollgate shooting and so on. So that's for next week. But we would have a second half of this conversation, surely, where I would allow the men to call in and also share why what I want to know, I would like to hear, I think we should even allow a few of them calling. If you're a man and your wife is a sole breadwinner, I want you to tell me what's up.
Yeah, how do you feel?
How do you feel? Yeah. We had a conversation during the break, Vincent, about that Proverbs 31 that you talked about earlier. Yeah. You want to share it with them?
Yes, I should share it with them, you know. Like one caller, you know, put a smart question.
I like it.
You know, can you find, which means we are still searching according to her.
Uh-huh.
We have not found her.
Uh-huh.
A woman that should be so, you know.
Everywhere. Can do everything.
But now let us look at some foundational issues. How all this thing began.
Mm.
You know, there are stereotypes in the world.
Yeah.
A girl child should be doing this. A boy should not go and wash plate. It is for girls. Mm. He should not sweep. Mm. When they grow with that stereotype, it takes the grace of God to really remove that thing from their brain. Because it has stuck to their brain. You know. So, in my home, I have four kids. A girl and three boys.
Mm.
You know. They rotate.
Chores.
Every household chores. They rotate them.
That's how it should be.
A girl's duty, no.
Because, like I said during the break, these chores are actually life skills.
Yes.
As a human being, you know, you get hungry.
Mm-hmm.
Food is the survival. You need it for survival. So you must be able to make, even animals fetch their own food.
That's it.
So how come a grown human cannot make food for yourself or for the people around you who depend on you? You know you should wear clean clothes, so you know you need to keep it clean, so you need to wash it. You don't want to stay in a dirty environment, so you clean it. So when you have this women breadwinners, and then as a husband, you're not even supportive. You talk about that praise thing you mentioned?
Yes, yes. In that Proverbs 31,
he
said, the husband praised her, you know, at the gate. You know, he appreciates whatever the woman does, you know. Since you cannot compliment, why not appreciate?
Yeah.
But most of the time, you see, whenever these women return from their hard tasks, you see this man bullying.
Yeah. Go and pound me. Go and make me pounded yam. I don't know.
You need respect. I want my respect as a man. But you cannot provide anything. There is no support for that kind of behavior.
I think that respect should be mutual.
Yes.
You know, respect. I think that actually respect is non-negotiable.
It's non-negotiable.
Yeah. You should respect every person around you and your spouse even more.
Yes.
Man and woman. Let's go back to the phone lines. Okay. I'll take one or two more women, then I'll allow one or two men to also squeeze in.
Okay.
I think we should try to balance out like that. Hello? Okay. Please try again. Hello?
Hello. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Welcome.
I really love this program. I would like to remain an animal.
That's okay.
First and foremost, I think I'll advise women, the game has to change. The game has to change because the Bible also tells us that he does not want to walk, shouldn't eat.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
Are you with me?
Yeah.
But if you are a man that cannot provide, because you see of this, right? The truth muscles, some of these women are to be blamed.
How
the man
so?
Who doesn't provide, you are the breadwinner, you're going to the market to buy brokoto, to buy everything to cook for this same man. If he doesn't want to work, he shouldn't eat. Then the most women, you quickly come in and carry the load. It's not supposed to be so. And like that caller said, you see, even people are appreciated. You know, you have that morale to want to do more.
Yeah.
The problem is most men don't appreciate. Don't appreciate. Even to crown it all, I have a friend who works in Lekki. He comes out very late, and this man will be scoring the phone. She pays the rent. She pays the student's school fees. She does everything in the home. The man will still have the audacity to be accusing her that she's coming late, that probably she's coming from a man's place and all of that. The game has to change. If a man doesn't want to walk, he shouldn't eat.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Let's throw in some men in this mix right now.
Okay.
We've heard from the women, and I can say that that's just a little fraction of what a lot of women breadwinners go through. So if you're male, I'll go to the phone lines and allow you now, 0700-993-993-993, because you guys are accusing me, you don't let it. I'm seeing your comments on Facebook and YouTube. You're not letting it. One person says on YouTube, by the way, Ken says, why would he have to say thank you for paying school fees? Do you think he actually needs to say thank you to her for paying school fees for their children?
The man?
Mm.
He should say thank you. Because it is his traditional role to pay school fees for his children.
You see, I even think that beyond traditional role, I mean, even if the man pays the school fees, the wife should say thank you. Because, I mean, what does a thank you cost you? Why is it thank you? Come on. What does it cost you to say thank you?
I don't know.
You see, the foundational issue is we're talking about.
Why is a thank you
a big deal? Thank you. Well done. Thank you. Oh, thank you. Oh, Gafun, you go shao. Hello? Hello? Okay, you're not ready for me. Hello?
Hello?
Aha, welcome. Good morning.
Morning, Wamimo.
Good to have you.
My name is Ikenna.
Ikenna, thanks for calling me.
That's a very interesting topic.
Thank you.
It's heart-wrenching when we listen to what women go through. And I must say, like the last caller said, a man who doesn't provide for his family doesn't deserve to. Okay, I'm not one of those who would support things that are inhuman just because I'm a man. You know, the man should take up his responsibility. The day you decide to marry, you should know that taking up that decision comes with huge responsibilities.
Yeah.
And you should own up to your responsibilities. And even if in the instance where, you know, due to one or two circumstances beyond one's control, you can own up to your responsibility, you know, you should appreciate your partner.
Yeah, I agree.
It's a win-win situation.
It is.
It's a partnership work.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
So when people decide to, you know, turn a blind eye to their responsibilities, I mean, even a death sentence will not be too much.
Oh, really? Come on.
Men should be responsible.
Okay. Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate your call. Okay. So we allow people in diaspora to call us over Skype. You can call Nigeria Info over Skype. I've got DeBrian Nature here. Hello.
Yeah. Hello. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Welcome. You want to tell me your real name or you want to? That's fine. That's fine. Go ahead.
All right. The point is that I feel some of these women are the cause of this burden they are carrying.
How so?
From a relationship. From a relationship, you should know if you have a hardworking man, if he's responsible, if there is a dream. But if life eventually happens to that person due to one incident or their duty at home, there should be an alternative for a man to sit down or wait for the woman. You know, he's losing something. He's losing his father figure. He's losing his responsibility. He was doing it because of the African saying that now that things are worse, you want to leave the man. You know, people are just telling you, people will talk now that things are worse. But carrying this body, it's not totally, they're just pushing up because of what the society will say.
Yeah.
And at the end, they die young. So my thing is, it's, you know, for the man to still be supportive, and probably by the harsh shots, but for us, dinner is made, the kids are okay, at least you'll be satisfied that she's not coming to do all those stuff again.
Yeah.
But if she leaves the market or she leaves the office and she's coming home to prepare dinner, man, one day the woman will just, she'll just disappear and say she don't want to come home again.
That's
because
right.
The life is going to be so pathetic for her.
Yeah, thank you very much for calling. Thank you very much for calling. Okay, hello.
Hello, thank God.
Thank God you're here. Morning.
I called you earlier when you were
You're lucky to be here. Welcome back.
God, I want to share my story.
Okay, that's great. Go ahead.
If you remember me, I'm the one that a guy that called you when you are talking about a program on challenging people who have challenged.
Ah, yes, I remember you.
Yes,
I remember
Larry Waju from Abeso.
Yes, I remember you.
Yeah. To me, actually, even my wife knows that I'm very hardworking, something, but it's due to my challenges. But with that, like what the last call said, before my wife came back, I do help out, I pray out from distress. I wash clothes. Even my son, even something, before anything happens to him, I'll be the first person to know. So even when I have anything, I would tell you the truth. The last time I buy common singlet for myself, I would say 3 years back.
Whoa.
Buy singlet for myself. Because when I receive money, the first thing that will sink into my brain is my family. And I've been, my wife was, she's very hardworking, but she...
If I remember his story, the last time he called me when I was having a disability series, unfortunately, he had life happens.
It does.
Life happens.
Going to the last, the caller before the last, he paid the blame on the women. He has a point. We're talking of perdition earlier on.
Yeah.
You know, the premarital disposition of the woman plays a lot of role in this regard. Those young ladies that throw themselves on a man. You see, this guy has nothing. You know, we are not saying you should just, you will not think about the future of the man.
Yeah.
But there is no video. I know a lady that paid the bride price for the man.
I don't understand. She paid her own bride price.
Yes.
So she's married to herself.
She gave the money through the back door to the man.
To pay for her.
Whatever the family required, she through the back door gave the man.
Maybe she thought she was supporting him.
Yes, at the end of the day. I don't know how they got married. The man was relaxed. I know this woman could
take care
of the house. By the time you began to cry, it was too late.
This is serious. Let's take a final call. I want to give away 10,000 naira. Or should I just dash anybody? Because this conversation is...
Maybe you will dash me.
What? You are no longer eligible since you came into this studio. Okay. At least not on this show.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Wendy. Good morning.
Yeah, I'm Naomi.
Naomi, thanks for calling me.
Okay, thank you very much for this topic you're discussing today. And I'm also greeting the pastor in the studio this morning. A lot of women are going through, I'll speak for myself, yes, I'm married to someone who, I would say I sensed the fact that it wasn't that, he didn't really have much of a foresight, and now that we've got children, it's really, really affecting me, for a woman to pay, you know, do virtually everything in the home front, doesn't want to do much, invested so much against my advice in crypto, forex trading and the likes, and has lost everything. I know he's kind of depressed, but depression wouldn't pay the bills.
That's right.
But the problem I'm having is people always believing that, hey, you're a woman, you should be supportive. And a lot of women who are doing well, their husbands pay fees and everything, they do not know what other women are going through. The frustration for me is too much. Like, I am a very happy woman, but I see myself like a sadist. I'm beginning to think I am going crazy. Paying rent, paying children's school fees, afraid of the future because this is someone who has just decided to give up on life. Oh, I hear people say, okay, they come back from work late, their husbands, you know, ask them to go pound. This one does everything for me in the house, which is what I do not want as a wife. I should do virtually part of the chores and then he does the chores because even when he had all the millions, he was someone who stayed abroad 20 years. So washing of dishes is nothing to him.
Yeah,
cleaning the house is nothing.
Yeah.
But now it's like trying to do it times three. And I'm like, this is not what
I need you to do.
You get that sitting back from morning till night. A woman wants a man who goes out and come back and you discuss about everything outside, not going out to his at home.
Do you think he needs to see a therapist? I mean, depression can be cured. I've talked about this. It's a mental health issue
and he can be helped. Yeah, so the way I'm calling on this show is because he's a lover of Wenimo's show.
Oh, and great.
If he could do this over and again. And a lot of men of God have spoiled things for homes. I'm a person of faith. I'm a Christian.
Right.
When you see someone who is really in need, who needs help, it is not a time to bring the word of God and prayer. Yes, God is there to always. I'm a person wrong.
Yeah.
But tell people the things as they need to hear.
Yeah, you're
prayer
right.
Prayer should do its part. And then counseling. advice.
You know what I need you to do for me? Because I would really like to help him. Depression can be cured, and I don't think he should spend the rest of his life so down. People make mistakes. So if you can reach out to me. Yes.
Yes, aside depression. I wish you were more. I know you very well.
Yes.
Aside depression, I'm seeing laziness. This is not a time for men to just get lazy. So it's a mixture of 50% laziness, 70% of laziness and 20% of depression, and maybe 10% of, my wife can't do it. I'm tired.
Oh my goodness.
I'm speaking for so many women. The reason you'd ask, am I still married? Yes, I'm still married, but I'm getting to that point where the water is almost covering my neck. I love him so much. I love my children. What I do, I don't want to come out there and then I'll be seen as one woman who left her home. But if things are not changed, I might, slip out or drip out or move out or faint out of the marriage. Like every now and then I'm going into hospital and back. People think, oh, she's always sick of malaria. She's this. A lot of stress. So if there is something that could be done, a program that could be done for men, because we have hundreds of men who are in this sort of situation.
Yeah.
I know of someone who, out of my complaints, she said, oh, yours is just how many years? I have been doing this for going to 12 years. And I just went. I don't know if you understand.
I understand you. Thank you very much. Let's speak out. Let's speak about this some more. My time is almost up and I really need to give you guys 10,000. It's the commitment that we have to give you. If not, I'll run this to the end of the show. But before we go, I need us to touch essentially on something we talked about during the break.
Yes.
About religion enforcing this thing. And you also mentioned a lot of things about some of these people who become lazy men are men of God who say that God told them not to work.
Yes.
You're a pastor. Talk to me about that quickly before I go to play my game.
Some of them that told me, I asked them, which God? God asks you not to work. He would have made an alternative where the money will flow in.
Steadily.
The same God will tell you you should take care of your family. If you cannot take care of them, you are an infidel.
So how can that God tell you not to work?
Show me that God. I think it is laziness on the part of most of them.
So they hide on the call of God?
Yes. They don't want to work. Then the last speaker said something. Still on religious doctrines. No, I am not an advocate of divorce. But when things are getting out of hand like this, you could separate. That the man would adjust.
Hopefully he will adjust.
Yes.
Because some people don't adjust. Some people, I don't know how it happens, but they just stay at that spot forever and they keep sliding down.
You could separate.
Okay, so for those of you men who are listening, I want you to know that this is not me versus you. I want you to be the best version of yourself, both man and woman. If you came to our last hangout, you know this. We had a thorough conversation and the men who came know that they had a change in their thinking. So you have something in you that you need to bring out. You need to be the best of yourself. Offer the world your best. We need to go now. We really need to go. Our time is up. Thank you for joining this show. We will have a second half of this conversation because we need to. Vincent Akele has been my guest host on the show. Thanks for coming
in today. Thank you very much, Wemimo.
Nigeria, have a great day. Talk to me on social media as Wemimo Sport. Leave me a message. I need sponsors also. Come and sponsor if you have money and come over, right? If you want to be my guest next week, also my guest host, send me a mail at tabletalkng@gmail.com or Wemimo@nigeriainfo.fm. Have a fabulous day. Bye-bye.